Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50, 37 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Packer bids in the Midwest direct hog markets today are expected to be in a range from steady to $1 per hundredweight lower. Terminals are called steady to weak with tops from $31 to $35.50. Peoria is steady today with a top price of $31. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, March 14th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,805. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $42 to $50. The weighted average was $47.53, a loss of 3 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.49 to $41.09, and the weighted average was $38.92. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 17,668. The base price range was $41.75 to $53.45. The weighted average was $50.45, a loss of 32 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.69 to $40.81, and the weighted average was $38.21. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, looks like in the Midwest, across the Corn Belt, we might have some significant midweek weather.
Well, Dave, it's starting out early in the week in the southern plains with heavy rain already falling across portions of Oklahoma and in through Kansas and western Missouri, and the low pressure area still back in New Mexico. It's expected to track up again once again from the Panhandle area towards the Ohio River, and we are looking at a potential of up to 1 to 5 inches of rain in some areas, and that will cause flooding. It will also set back any field work that was hopefully going to get started soon. The fields are just going to be saturated, and again, the rivers and streams either near bank full or already in flood stage, and some serious flooding is expected to cause damage to crops in low-lying areas, possibly damaging personal property and closing some roads. And even if the region were dry for a couple weeks after the flood event, likely to be some standing water in fields preventing spring field work from occurring in early April. Again, the showers and thunderstorms will start to push up across the southern portion of the Midwest, severe weather along with that. So it's just a messy situation, and it will only get worse over the next couple days. Outside of the U.S., they did have some heavy rain. In fact, 1 to 4 inches of rain occurred in Brazil from southern Minas Gerais to Goiás. Most other areas received less than three-quarters of an inch, and the driest weather was noted in Bahia, Mato Grosso do Sul, and from southwestern São Paulo into Rio Grande do Sul. No dramatic changes over the two-week forecast. What we were talking about late last week, rain impacting most of the nation at one time or another, amounts sufficient to keep the nation adequately to excessively wet, and flooding is most likely early this week in Minas Gerais, where excessive rain did fall over the weekend. Argentina did not see much significant rainfall over the weekend, and highest temperatures were in the upper 70s and lower 80s, a few extremes near 90 degrees in the southwest and far northeast. Lowest temperatures were no cooler than 48 degrees. Rain for Argentina, well, it looks like the timing has changed since we last talked on Friday. The amount of rain that occurs during the next 10 days to 2 weeks is about the same. Many areas receiving light precipitation at one time or another, and the combination of periodic rainfall and favorable soil moisture should support late season summer crop development across Argentina. Northern Santa Fe needs the greatest amount of rain, with its top and subsoil rated short to very short of moisture. And but the big story as far as agricultural interests will be the showers and thunderstorms that bring some very heavy rain. It's already starting to cause widespread flooding from Missouri and in through portions of Ohio. So we are going to see a lot of area underwater. on the Delta in the southeast, where they've had the drought situation for the last couple of years. They've seen some very nice rains recently, but heavy rain expected in the northern Delta, and flooding is likely there. Some of the flooding serious and may persist into the normal planting season, with low-lying wheat vulnerable to damage in the southeast and the U.S. Delta. Another round of widespread precipitation is expected to fall early next week. Southern areas of the Delta and the southeastern states have experienced a favorable period of drying recently, and some field work has occurred. Field work should resume this weekend after another brief delay from the rain tonight through Thursday, with another delay, brief delay expected early next week. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 12.51, down 9. Last trade up 17. July, 12.06, down 15.5. Last trade up 12.75. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 11.84.25, down 7.25. Last trade up 13.25. July, 11.53, down 9. Last trade up 11. December, 11.72.25, down 12.25. Last trade up 7.5. May corn opened at 5.59, down a quarter. Last trade down 3. July, 5.71.75, up a half. Last trade down 2.75. December, 5.76, up 1. Last trade down 3.5. May beans open at 13.52, down 3/4. Last trade down 9.25. July, 13.51.25, down 17.5. Last trade down 10.25. November, 12.82.5, up 3.5. Last trade down 11.5. May soybean meal opened at 3.43.60. The last trade was down $1.10. May soybean oil open at 60.42. Its last trade was down 96.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Let's go ahead and look at some of the commodities and see what the situation is on those. Soybean futures on the Chicago Board of Trade are expected to start today's session on the defensive, extending the overnight theme on follow-through selling from Friday and outside market jitters. Soybeans are called to start the session 5 to 10 cents lower. Carryover weakness from Friday's 50-cent limit down move in some contracts is seen weighing on the early trade. Nervous longs are also trimming their length from the market, as jitters associated with weakness in outside equity and financial markets have traders taking a cautious approach, especially with large speculative funds holding large long positions in the market. A sharp slide in crude oil futures, though, off overnight gains, where we saw new contract highs overnight, as well as losses in Asian markets overnight, is setting the stage for a lower start to trading. However, traders will remain on guard for commercial buying on breaks and any signs that funds are willing to defend their length in the marketplace. On the technical side, an analyst said that Friday's price action could have been the beginning of a downside breakout from a bearish pennant formation on the daily bar chart. Serious near-term chart damage has been inflicted recently, in that trader's opinion, including more on Friday, although the technical odds still suggest that a near-term market top is in the place. In the wheat market, futures are expected to start the session firmer, though, on follow-through buying after an overnight bounce. Board of Trade wheat, the May variety, is called to open 8 to 15 cents per bushel higher. Wheat could come in pressure, though, from weakness in the equities markets, as well as weakness in both corn and soybeans. Still, fundamentals for wheat remain supportive amid ongoing worries about historically tight ending stocks. There is also continues to be concerns about dryness in the western wheat areas of the U.S. plains. DTN meteorologists suggest that some dryness may continue with this pattern over parts of West Texas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and far southwest Kansas. No serious chart damage from a technical standpoint came from Friday's pullback in the market, and Chicago Board of Trade wheat bulls still have overall near-term technical advantage in the wheat market. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.